teaching on the Torah portion, but this is such a wonderful portion and has so much in it, I decided to actually continue. I knew that he was going to be speaking about Lech Lecha, but I wanted to sort of look at it a little different angle and continue this morning. So thanks, Dr. Dean, for doing that, sort of helping and in a way really just sort of introing what I have this morning. Because I hear people sort of laugh a little bit because I said Lech Lecha, to go out or to get out. And sometimes it says, get out. We're, it's sort of a negative thing. But Lech Lecha is to go out or go forth or to leave. Literally, it means to go for you or to for you to go. And along with that, it's a going. Certainly with a going, there has to be a movement. And so, the thought of moving and walking is certainly part of that. I want to go to my first scripture this morning from Ephesians 5:8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. This is what Shaul told the Ephesians. They were the new Gentile believers in Ephesus. And he told them, walk as children of light. I'm going to take a little bit of liberty this morning and put a spin on Shaul's words for the purpose of my message this morning. But as believers of Yeshua, as those who were all one once in darkness, each one of us, sometimes I hear this, and I always hear it from Oprah on TV too. Well, I was brought up in the church. That doesn't mean that you're a believer. You brought up in the church doesn't mean you're automatically saved or that you're automatically a true Bible-believing Christian. It means you were brought up in the church. Our spin is, in Messianic Judaism, we say it this way. Just because you might have been born in a bakery doesn't make you a bagel. So I was raised in the church, that doesn't mean anything because you have to have that day, that one definitive day in your life that you come to acknowledge, I need a savior. I need to have my sins atoned for. I need to repent. So being brought up in a church or brought up in a synagogue, or the children of rabbi or pastor, it doesn't mean squat if you haven't taken that step and that walk and accepted Yeshua as your Messiah. And so all of us have been in darkness. Even if we didn't realize it or think it, we were all at one point in darkness. And so we have been given the knowledge of the light of the understanding of Yeshua. Walk as children of light. We have now been given the light and understanding of Yeshua in our lives. Hopefully, all of you today, maybe there might be one or two in here that don't yet really truly understand and appreciate that light. And now we are part of that light. We are part of the light of Yeshua. We are part of that light. And so we are commanded to walk. We are commanded to walk. A few weeks ago, we discussed, and in my, I don't know if it was in my message or maybe it was in men's fellowship, but we talked about the concept of halakha, of the walk. In Orthodox Judaism, they talk about halakha, following all the commandments. Basically, what it is you're walking, they say you're walking with God because you're following the commandments. The reality is, you walk with God when you accept his son. That's truly walking with God. You're sort of skirting around God if you do his commandments, but the thing is, you can do all the commandments in the world, but Peter said it's dead works. You need to accept the blood atonement. And so halakha in Orthodox Judaism and in Judaism, they understand it as being the walk, meaning the walk of Judaism. And so halakha is walk. Halakha. Well, our portion this morning is lech lecha, because the word halakha is the walk. Halakha is the walk. Lech lecha, although it's going out, it has that understanding of going out and walking out. You see, walking, you make the decision and you walk on your own power. No one's pushing you. They don't knock you out and throw you into a car and drive you out. You make the decision to walk out on your own. And so that is the halakha as believers. That's the walk. Walk as children of the light. And so we are commanded to walk as children of the light, all of us, Jew or Gentile. In the book of John, Yeshua tells his disciples about what's going to happen in the future. Let's go to Yohanan, John 14, verse 3 and 4. And if I go and prepare a place for you, Yeshua says, I will come back and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And so he is telling them about this wonderful event that we will all experience in the future. Now, the disciples were just like you and me. He's speaking to the disciples, but we have to understand, the disciples were like us. They were everyday people. They were from all different trades and all different sectors of society. None of them were all high and mighty people. None of them were priests. None of them were high priests. They were the regular people. In a sense, they were basically the blue-collar people, most of them. And so the disciples are just like you and me, and they had questions that needed explaining. And so Yeshua was constantly explaining things to them because they had questions, just the way we have questions all the time. And so John, Yohanan 14:5 says, Thomas said to Yeshua, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? This was a new concept to them. And so he asked the question. To us, we may read it and say, what a crazy question. But you have to understand, it's okay to ask those questions. It's good to ask questions so that we can get good, solid answers. And so Yeshua showed them the halakha. He showed them the way. John 14:6. Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is the way. That's the halakha. We walk in the light. The way is Yeshua. And the thing that Yeshua was saying, and we have to really understand this, and I always mention this because people need to truly understand. This is a Jewish Messiah speaking to Jewish disciples and saying, no one comes to the Father except through me, because I am the Father's Son and I am the anointed one, the Mashiach, the Messiah. He hadn't died for their sins yet, but he was prophetically telling them that he and only he is the way. So again, going back, you can do all the halakha in Judaism. You could follow all the commandments. You could be born in a bakery. You can be born in a church or in a synagogue or raised there or do all the commandments. But no one gets to the Father except through the Son. We have to understand, it's not a Christian concept. It's a Jewish concept because it was said by a Jewish Messiah to the Jewish disciples. It's a heavy statement to some people. You know, the first out of lips that are not believers in Messiah will say, are you saying if we don't believe in Jesus, we're going to hell? Well, if we have to answer the question yes or no, the answer is yes. But we need to qualify it. We need to qualify what it is, because if we just say yes, it sounds very harsh and very self-centered and very non-inclusive. But they just don't understand the entire background of what it means to walk with the Messiah and walk as children of light. And so it is a heavy statement, but it is true. And so Shaul told the people in Ephesus to go out. He wanted them to go out. And a few verses later, this is what he says after he tells them to go out. He says, this is Ephesians 5, and we have a few verses here. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. So again, it's the walk. But he is telling them, and this is my spin of what he's saying, go out, but be careful out there. Go out, but think before you, look before you leap. Think before you do something. If you feel directed by God, that's fine, but be careful out there. Walk lightly and boldly at the same time. Don't do it in a crazy kind of way. We must be careful. And today, in our world, I think we need to be careful more than ever before because of what's going on in the world today. But that's it. Basically, go out, but be careful out there. This is my sort of paraphrasing of what Shaul there said. Yeshua wants us to walk. Yeshua wants us to go out. But this is our warning. And we need to be warned. We need to listen to the good and the bad, the pretty and the ugly. We need to do that. We need to look at, just the way we need to look at God's love and the blessings of God, and yet at the same time we need to look at our sin condition. We can't always look at all the good, positive stuff. So this is his warning to us. This is Shaul. The warning is that there are temptations all around us, and there were temptations all around the Ephesians. Listen, they were living in Ephesus. It was a pagan city filled with pagan priests, with pagan temples. And these new believers were the minority. You know that most of their friends and family and relatives and associates, they were still pagans. So go out there and walk the walk, but please be careful. And so that's what we need to do today. God wants us to seriously take the calling that we are to walk in, and to seriously take it, but to take care. Not to fall over all of the obstacles that are out there. Because there are a lot of obstacles that are placed in our path. Now, just to go back a second here, don't be drunk with wine. And I don't know, maybe I even wrote this down, I don't remember, but don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, now some people will take this and they'll run with it and they say, oh, alcohol is evil, shouldn't drink. There are denominations, they don't drink. If they don't drink, fine, they don't want to drink there. But don't drink, ooh, and we're drinking wine, we're taking a blessing and we're drinking wine. It says, don't be drunk with wine. Don't be filled with wine so much that you get drunk, but be filled with the Spirit, with the Ruach. That was the teaching. People have taken that, and they have run with it and made it a denominational decision in there. And it's not right. The walk, the calling is by God. And we need to take it seriously, not piously. We shouldn't be haughty about it. And if we're called to do something by the Lord, we shouldn't be haughty about it and boastful and prideful because the Lord has called me out to do something. In other words, he hasn't called you out, but he's called me out. We shouldn't do that. We should be humble about it. We shouldn't be hypercritical about it. We shouldn't, because a lot of people, there's a lot of judgment out there because you feel that God has called you out. And he hasn't called other people like he's called you. And so these are the rules and regulations. And so there's a lot of judging that goes on out there. And a lot of people judging, they'll find scriptures and they'll key in on something like this and say, oh, that person is drinking a glass of wine, or they're taking a sip of wine. If you abuse it, it's different. It's abusing it. That's different. But having some wine, it was part of Judaism through the ages, the wines and the blessings. But people take it and they use it and they judge people by that. It's this hypercritical situation. It's this, they take it religiously. It's a religiosity about them. And that is the stuff that is not really good. It's not good. We are all part of the body of Messiah. And we have to understand that. There are concepts sometimes that we understand and other people don't understand, but we shouldn't be boastful and prideful about it. If anything, we should walk the walk and try to explain why we believe what we believe, and maybe they'll understand it, and maybe the Lord will speak to them and they'll see, gee, maybe I should look at this thing and consider it. We need to walk with our eyes open. Walk, seriously, walk with your eyes. Eyes open. We need to protect the calling. To protect the calling is to walk seriously and to walk with eyes open and to avoid the obstacles that are around us. Because it's the enemy can be the obstacles around us. The world around us can be these obstacles that we trip over. And sometimes, unfortunately, it could be other people. It could be our own friends or family that are obstacles that we trip over. And we can't walk efficiently and effectively because other people around us are whispering into our ear and we're listening to that. So we need to do this seriously and carefully. Shaul uses so he uses this as the example. But here, why did he use the be filled with, you know, he said, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Why did he use this as an example? And I think this might be one of the reasons, because when you get drunk, you lose control, don't you? You do things that you don't normally do when you get drunk. And I think he might have used this because God is in control. And we want to always have God in control in our lives. And when we get drunk, the alcohol is in control. So don't let alcohol control you. Let the Spirit of God control you. Amen. Be filled with the Spirit, with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Don't be filled with the world's stuff. Because alcohol can control us. But we're called to be controlled and only be controlled by God's Spirit. And that's it. Ephesians 5:16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. You know, we look around us and we say, oh my God, can you imagine 2,000 years ago? They were talking about the days are evil. And they're evil. And they're evil. And they're still evil. Maybe we look around us and say it's even more evil than before, but the reality is we're in that same 2,000-year period, which basically is the same kind of time frame there. We are in days of evil. We should make the most of that time because of what's going on around us. Don't close yourself up. Don't hold yourself up because there might be evil all around us that needs some light to be brought out around us. So don't hold yourself up, oh, the world is evil, so I don't want to have any contact with it. God doesn't want us to, you know, otherwise he would all call us to be in monasteries up in the mountains and not talk to anyone. But he wants us to talk to people. He wants us to witness to people. He wants us to show God's love to other people. And the other people are the people that are out there. And yes, some of them can be great and good people, but there can be some people out there that have just evil around themselves and they don't know any better. So we to do that, we need to make the most of our time. If we spend all of our years being closed up or holed up, that's not a good being a good steward of your time. And I know some people say, listen, you know, but there are some people and they stay home all the time and they read the Bible and they read the Bible, they read the Bible. But God wants us to walk out. He wants us to go out in the world. He wants us to show the light of Yeshua to the world. And we can't show that light of Yeshua if we're home. Now, today some people say, all right, I'm home, but I get on the computer and I do that. You know me, don't you? What? You know me, what I tell you. Don't waste your time on the chat rooms and in the computer trying to show people how wrong they are and right you are on the computer. It doesn't work that way. There's some dynamic about meeting people face-to-face and people are just typing in stuff. You know what? You're wasting your time in most cases. Typing away and pages of stuff, because they're not going to change their mind. You're not going to change their mind, and they're not going to change their mind. They're on there to tell everybody about what they believe, and they don't want to hear it from anyone else. That is a time waster. God says, go out. So maybe because in our modern times, when he says go out, he means get away from the computer. I don't know. Maybe. Computers are great. I love it. I love Google. I love all the things. I have a rabbi's farm. I get them all the time. I love this stuff. But sometimes we waste too much time on it. And Yeshua said, and Shaul says, the days are evil. Redeem your time. Amen. Redeem it. Amen. Yeshua didn't just hang out with the disciples. He went out to the world. Yeah, he hung out with them and he ate with them and he had fellowship with them. But then there was a time he went out to the world, and if they wanted to be with him, they followed along with him. They went out with him. He wants us to do that. And by example, he commanded his followers to go out to the world. Thank God they went out to the world. Thank God that Shaul went out to the world. Because this is why we have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Gentiles that became believers, because he left his warm space in, you know, he wasn't born in Israel, but he spent a lot of time in Israel, and he didn't, as a believer, just go to Israel and stay and live in Israel, and that's it, and he didn't go out. He was directed to go out to the Gentile world, and he did it. He went to the Jewish people first in the cities and the synagogues around the known world. And then after that, he would go to the Gentiles. Thank God he did that, so that we have so many of the nations that are now grafted in, and it all started out with that man, because he went out. He didn't just stay home. He didn't just stay where he wanted to be. And so go out to the world, but again, keep your eyes open. Be careful out there. This is what Shaul says. This is what Yeshua says. And these are, you know, the things that I just want to warn people about. And I always warn people about that stuff. All of us here are here because someone went out. Went out of their shell. Went out of their way. And spoke with you. It could have been a friend, a family member. It could have been your parents. But someone made a relationship with you that didn't know you, They decided to befriend you and know you. Maybe, you know, they went out of their way to make friends with you because they felt that the Lord led them to your life. Someone prayed for you. Maybe multiple people prayed for you. Sometimes, and it's true, people pray for us, and we'll never know. We'll never know until we get into God's kingdom that this one and that one and this one prayed for us. We found out years after we gave our lives to the Lord that we had two couples praying for us independently, praying for our salvation. We didn't know it. People are praying for you. People prayed for you, and that might be the reason you are sitting here today. And you will never know about it until after the Lord returns. But these things all happened while you were in the darkness, as we all were in the darkness. So go out. Let the Spirit of God lead you. Keep your eyes open. But use, please, 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 use discernment. With a capital D. Use discernment. Don't go running after any little thing that seems to be of the Lord, or that sounds good, or maybe this is going to do that. Just please use discernment. Hold off a little bit. Test it out. There are too many people that discernment is either nil or no discernment in their lives. But they're great people, and they love the Lord, but they have no discernment at all, and they get in trouble. So please use discernment. Be careful. Always remember who is in control. And it's the Lord in control. It's the Messiah in control. It's God's Spirit in control. If we can remember those things, we'll do a great job for the kingdom as God has directed us to. Amen? Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Praise your Lord.